Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12241. BB Medical Centre Inc. seeks a variance from the maximum height requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115.83.44 and 115.179 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Warrington Road, approximately 110 feet southeast of John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is I1, institutional zone. Tax parcel ID is District 334, map 12, parcel 125. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Specifically, the applicant seeks a 35-foot variance from the 60-foot maximum height requirement for a proposed building. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, Ms. McGee has recused herself from discussion and voting on this case.
Yes, she did. Very well.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, Mr. Gibbs. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Very, very good, thank you.
I'm Robert Gibbs. I'm an attorney with Morris James LLP here in Georgetown, and I'm here tonight on behalf of BB Medical Center, Inc., which trades as BB Healthcare, with this application for a variance. I have with me tonight to at least two members of, or two persons who will be speaking. I don't know if you want to
Have them sworn in first.
I have Mike Ryman here with Becker Morgan, and I have Rick Schaffner, who is with BB. He's executive vice president and COO of the BB Healthcare.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mike Ryman, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware.
Wait right here. Can you step up, sir? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rick Schaffner, 17726 Brighton Drive, Unit 2, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you go up to testify, just make sure you repeat your name for the record.
It's just pushing up. Thank you. Technically challenged. BB Healthcare is the owner of the property that's shown on the first slide there. It's located on Warrington Road near the southeast corner of the intersections of Route 24 and Route 24. And is Sussex County Tax Map 334-12-125. That is the property. It's about a 19.4-acre parcel, I believe. It's zoned, since I think is the newest and only property in Sussex County under the new I-1 institutional zone. We were here before the county just a few months ago on that application. It abuts other BB property to the northeast. That's the site of the two existing medical buildings that comprise the BB campus there at Route 24. The BB Walk-In Care Center and also the Tunnel Cancer Center. And numerous privately owned medical offices in the higher portions of the building. The Sussex County Code, Section 115.83.44, as supplemented by 115-179, provides in part that hospitals, institutions, or schools, when permitted in a district, may be erected to a height not to exceed 60 feet. Pursuant to Section 115.121 of the Code, BB Healthcare seeks a variance from the 60-foot height limitation to allow a hospital building, which is one of the expressly permitted uses in the I-1 district, that we refer to tonight as the building, and we're seeking a variance of 35 feet to allow a maximum height of 95 feet. BB Healthcare, through its engineering firm, Becker Morgan and Mr. Ryman, filed an application for the variance on October 1. On November 28th, your file will reflect that the board provide notice of this public hearing tonight to be held this evening at 7 p.m. And BB presented its application together with documentation. And we have presentation exhibits tonight that we're going to run through, most all of which were prepared by Becker Morgan. I'm just going to do a couple of introductory slides just to bring us into the neighborhood. The very first slide is the vicinity map. It shows the proximity of the property to Route 24 and Route 1. We're very close to being right off of Route 1 and on the northeast side of Warrington Road. Warrington and Plantations Road is one of the main off Route 1 corridors going north and south, and that is going to be the location of a significant improvement at the intersection, which we noted in the application for the rezoning. The neighboring communities include the other existing medical facilities that I've already mentioned, as well as a number of privately owned medical offices. There are other commercial and business properties in the area, and several nearby residential neighborhoods that are being developed to the east, and a few homes right along Route 24 as well. If we could go to the zoning map. All right, that again shows the site, same location, with the very much a mixed zoning category around it. You can see everything from agricultural residence, agricultural residential to the general commercial, and everything in between. At this point, the slides get a little more technical and more oriented towards the engineering side of this application, and so I would like to turn it over to Mike Ryman, and I would ask if he, since he prepared the slides, if he could just note for the record whether I accurately represented those first two slides.
So noted. Good evening. For the record, I'm Mike Ryman with Becker Morgan Group. We're the civil engineers for the project. Before we go on to the next slide, I think I can. There used to be a mouse up here.
There's a clicker. You can go left and right.
I can, but can I? How do I point? You have to do it? Oh, I knew there was a mouse.
I get it back.
We don't give that to just anybody.
I should be so lucky. Thank you. All right, so. Here's our site right here. Just kind of want to make sure we're, I know Rob was trying to do that without the benefit of the equipment. There's Route 24, Route 1 right here. Although this is AR1 next to us, I want to point out that that's the Tunnel Cancer Center here. This is the Brockhammer Building, part of the BB facility. So obviously very similar use to us, although the zoning is different for the parcel. I just wanted to point that out. And then all of the red is commercial, either old C1 or new CR1 zone. So. We believe our use is very in keeping with the character of the neighborhood. Now I have to figure out how to click. Where am I at?
The other one.
There we go. Oop. Okay. So this is our site plan, and this gives you an idea of what we are proposing on this facility. The brown in the middle, the tan, is the facility itself, which is about 133,000 square foot, four-story surgical hospital. Surrounded by parking and circulation. And these facilities are, you know, these are complex facilities that have a lot of specific needs and requirements to them, not only on the site, and you're going to hear from Rick in a little bit as he gets into the building itself, which drives the height. But all of these factors drive our request tonight for you, before you. The parking that we're showing is what we need for the build out of the facility. We have drive aisles and access. It's very important to have easy access into the facility. We have drop-offs. It's very important to have people. These are people coming in. They're going to get a surgery. They don't want to walk very far to get from either their car or their drop-off into the facility. So it's got to be in close proximity. That's why you see parking sort of surrounding the facility, sort of separating the staff from everyone else. They're back here. And then having close proximity of parking and drive aisle. We also have to have a lot of circulation around the facility. You can't have, we're going to have people coming in and out. We can't have, you know, parking bays on drive aisles. It's got to be efficient. It's got to flow. All of that means is that we need a lot of ground around this building that we need to use in order to make this hospital function properly. We also have a lot of loading and back of the house kind of activities. We've got materials that are being delivered all the time. We have generators that we have to have back there. That's a requirement of the code, so that we have backup. Obviously, if somebody's in surgery, we got to have backup power if something were to go wrong. So all of these things are very unique to this type of facility, and I think that's the theme that you're going to hear tonight, is how unique this facility is compared to others. But one important factor of this particular site is what we've got outlined in blue down here and listed as New Del Dot Road. A little bit of history behind this. When we first started this project, that did not exist. We were not planning to build this road and connecting this all the way through the site. We were planning to have a normal entrance to the road, and we would probably have some kind of vehicular interconnection back, but we weren't planning a public road. Sussex County and Del Dot reached out to us and said that they wanted us to build a new public road through this site, and that is because in their grand plan for this area to relieve traffic on 24 and Warrington and Plantation, everybody knows there's a lot of traffic there, they want to have alternate means of access and alternate routes, and this is the first piece of that puzzle. And BB Hospital is actually working in partnership with Del Dot on this effort. We've worked very closely on this. We've had a number of meetings, a number of traffic analyses done, and it's been a really good effort, to be honest, working with everybody on this, and I think it's going to be a benefit to the community. But clearly that impacts our property. It takes a significant amount of right-of-way from this southern portion of the property, and it makes this area around the hospital very compact. As you can see, there's not a lot of building, room for building. We got to have parking needs to serve the customers, I'll call them. Now, there is some area over here in green that we're not proposing for development now. That is there for future growth of this facility. And it's important when you're going to invest $124 million into a facility for the community that you plan for growth. And that's going to allow the healthcare costs to not increase, because if you don't plan for that growth, you're going to have to make a lot of changes that you otherwise maybe wouldn't make, and that's going to drive up healthcare costs. So, we have left this as an area for future growth. That's something that they didn't have in the Lewis campus right now, and one of the reasons that this campus is being developed, one of many reasons that this campus is being developed, but you can expand the Lewis campus as well, and we don't want that to happen here. So we have allowed for some future growth here, and that's this area of the property in green. And next slide goes to the section. This is just the section that was submitted as part of the application. It should be in the packet that you have that we filed back in October. This gives you the elevation, which is at a total of 95 feet right here. And you can see the floors are 18 and 16 feet. And Mr. Schaffner is going to talk about that in a little bit. But what you're seeing in the medical and healthcare industry is that these floor-to-floor ratios for medical use are very, very tall. And I'm going to let Rick speak to that when we get to his presentation as to why. But there's a number of factors that play into that. And this gives you a visual of the building. This is a rendered looking from. This is the corner kind of looking from that roundabout, which I didn't touch on, the roundabout. It's not necessarily relative to the application, but that was something Del Dot wants us to put there as a roundabout, and that's why that's there. So this is looking from that roundabout. This is the main entrance in the facility, and this is the secondary entrance on the side. This gives you the look, nice looking building, varying materials, what have you. Just want to give you an idea of what it looks like. It obviously looks very good. And then this is another shot. This is the new Del Dot Road over here on the right-hand side. So Warrington Road is just down here, kind of on the corner. And you can, this is the shot. So you can see what that looks like. And we've positioned the building, I'm going to go back to the site plan. We positioned the building centrally located on the site as well. That's another point I want to make. We have some residential neighbors up over here, adjacent to 24. And then Arbor Lynn, which is a new community, I'm not sure if it's fully approved or not, but I think it's close. If it's not, is down here to the, south. And we've positioned the facility centrally located to really be as far away from the residential neighbors as we could. Although we do have some institutional neighbors, we wanted to try to be far away from those. So this gives you a shot there. And then speaking of how it would impact the neighbors, this was something that was important to us. Obviously, we want to be good neighbors. And what we did was, this is showing a line of sight that we did. So we basically drew a line through the site. This yellow line here, kind of starting at that red X. And this gives you kind of a cross-section of what that would look like. So this is the house up on 24. This is the red X kind of right there. And then this is a tree line that exists today for most of the border between
those residents and BB. We actually went out and field surveyed these heights. This tree at this particular section is 30 feet tall, roughly. Many of them are 39 feet tall. This one was 30 at this section. And this just gives you a line of sight to actually show that that tree line would actually be sufficient to block the facility from view. You know, if that was important to people, we wanted to point that out. The one section of our adjoining property that doesn't have any trees, it's kind of right here. But you can see the trees there. You know, a large portion of the property line is already landscaped with evergreens, and they're evergreen trees. They're not, you know, something that you can see through. But we do plan to add additional landscaping as well. And then the distance. You know, you can see that from that particular person, it's about 360 feet away, which is roughly a football field. So just to give you a sense of the distances we're talking about here, I think the code would allow us to actually put a 60-foot building right at 20 feet from those neighbors. I mean, that's what you could do by the code. Obviously, that's not a very good idea to do that, and we're not doing that. So just wanted to give you some perspective. And then just another comparison, this is the Lewis campus right now. This is the 5-story tower that exists there. I think our nearest residential neighbor is about 170 feet away. So it's not unusual to have these types of facilities be in proximity to some neighbors. That one's less than half the distance we are from our closest residential neighbors. And then just to give you a comparison of heights, and Rick's going to talk a lot more about this when we get to his presentation, what drives the height of these facilities. And you can see that our request, as compared to other hospitals in the state, is actually less than almost all of them. And if you look, starting here, ChristianaCare in Newark, 115 feet. Bay Health in Dover did a recent expansion, 120 feet. ChristianaCare in Wilmington, 125 feet. And then the newly built Bay Health Milford, which I'm sure everybody has seen going down Route 1, you can't miss it, is 135 feet. So our request at 95 feet is less than those. The request is very similar. And modern hospitals have lots of requirements and things that they have to meet that drives these height. It's really about meeting the building codes that they have. Rick's going to talk about that. It's also about safety of the patient, care of the patient. It's very important, and that drives the design of these facilities. It's not just a function of how much ground you have. It's a function of how the hospital actually operates, and Rick's going to talk more about that. And with that, I'll turn it over to Rick Schaffner.
Hi, I'm Rick Schaffner. I'm the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for BB Healthcare. Talk a little bit about our facade. This is our rendering for what we would like to build on the location. I think it's important that you all know what the goals of our project really are. And I think when we met with the neighbors on November the 26th, one of the things that we talked about was really what are our goals. And one of the things that we'd like to do as a system is continue to really be out more into the community, not to be located on the Savannah Road campus but in Lewis, but to really get out into the community and to provide services that are very important, we believe, to the folks in the communities that we serve. What we'd like to do is start to increase the number of private patient rooms that we have in our system, and this gives us the ability to initiate that. We'd also like to actually meet some growing demand. I think as you all approve many of the initiatives that are going on within the county, you know that the county continues to grow fairly rapidly, and we'd like to give opportunity for folks to receive what we think is a more innovative way to get what we consider to be elective surgical cases. That's really what this is designed around. This is not totally similar to our hospital in Lewis. That's really our tertiary level care services hospital. This really is a hospital that's designed around more elective procedures, so it's a more of a scheduled opportunity for patients to interact with our system, and it will allow us the opportunity to create space for our obstetrical program in the future. I think it gives us the opportunity to cohort patients in a more organized way. As Mike alluded to, it's 133,000 square foot building is our intention. A couple of things that you can see, and I'm not sure if Mike left me the mouse. I don't know if I'm trusted with it or not, but I'll give it a go. I don't think I can get it to work. I'm not as good as Mike. Okay, the A couple uniqueness features here. Our second story is our surgical floor, is intended to be our surgical floor, so it's going to be operating rooms and sterile processing, recovery, pre and post anesthesia care. The third floor is a shell space right now, but necessary to be there because of the proximity of our, when we relocate our obstetrical program to this location, the cesarean section operating room on the third floor needs to be in proximity, close proximity to the operating rooms on the second floor to allow for both sterile processing as well as the ability to do multiple procedures if necessary at the same time. And then the fourth floor is our inpatient medical surgical floor, starting with 12 beds, and will give us the opportunity to grow to 24 beds on that location. Let's see if this will move it forward. A little bit about healthcare, and I think Mike touched on it, why healthcare construction is a little bit unique compared to other types of construction. Very regulated industry, necessary, and we completely support all the regulations because it really does afford us the best, safest and most efficient care for our patients. But really what looks to be the kind of things that you might see in different types of construction, we require a variety of additional, space requirements and height requirements. First and foremost, in today's environment, any new hospital construction requires all private patient rooms. That's tremendously important for infection control issues, patient privacy issues, quite frankly, comfort and quiet for patients. I think that that's one of the things that I think most people are looking for in today's environment, and that's one of the reasons why as we construct these beds on this campus, and then we will continue to renovate our Savannah Road campus to allow for that private room conversion over time. Another thing that's unique to hospital is that all patient rooms require an exterior window, views to the outside. Pretty important, I think, for patient well-being, quite frankly, as well as the benefits of natural light. There are very, very specific dimension requirements for the construction of a private patient room. It won't be a 100-square-foot patient room. It's about a 400-square-foot room required, and that's really important for us that they're designed around because of the need for that number of them, that they're designed in a compact footprint so that we can have complete operational efficiency. We need to have a line of sight from our nursing stations into where the patients are, easy access to medications and other supplies, and really the best design as our team members and our architects have worked on really allows for a nice compact footprint. There needs to be corridor widths. Obviously, we're moving patients in stretchers and beds back and forth from the operating room and to the operating room, so they require a minimum of 8 feet of corridors. We're required to have dedicated isolation rooms for patients who have some sort of communicable disease. Although we don't anticipate that in this particular application, it is a requirement in any hospital that we provide for that. So that requires anti-rooms and other important air exchanges, which leads to the need that we have a minimum in a regular patient room of at least 6 air exchanges per hour. So a floor-to-floor height has to be a minimum of 14 feet. In addition to the floor-to-floor height for air exchanges, we also require additional floor-to-floor height that will allow us the opportunity to introduce ductwork. We have a variety of medical gases, both medical air, oxygen, suction. We have a variety, as I think everyone's aware, healthcare has become a much more data-intensive area, so we have a variety of wiring above the what would be above the ceiling that will allow us to connect all of our electronic health records, have wireless connectivity, things of that nature. And of course, every room and every floor is sprinkled to meet the fire marshal's code. So I think in a typical med-surgical floor, there's a variety of unit design issues. When you go to the operating floor, it's an even higher floor-to-floor requirement because in addition to all the things that I mentioned in terms of air exchanges, medical air, oxygen, suction, we also have operating room boom lights, communication monitors for minimally invasive procedures, things of that nature. So that really requires you to have an even greater depth from deck to deck for those. In addition to that, we have, again, code requirements in terms of square footage around the operating rooms. They have a need to have, in terms of a corridor, both a restricted corridor, which is a sterile area, and an unrestricted corridor that allows the transfer of equipment, patients, and cleanup, and things of that nature. There can't be shared circulation, so that requires a little bit more square footage than a typical floor would. Again, we need at least that minimum of an 8-foot corridor in all of those, both the restricted and the unrestricted corridors. And then the perioperative area, which is the pre- and post-anesthesia areas, in addition to where you're checked in and examined, and then you recover from your surgery, we also have to have some isolation rooms there as well. All of those things are really required, and we, of course, support all of them because it does allow for there to be a much safer and more efficient way of managing the care of the patients. Again, I think that one of the things that's challenging for us to try to do it in a less vertical way really is that distance for the care of the patients. And I'll show you an example of both of these situations. One of them, this is what our floor plan would look like for our our operating room floor. So you'll see that right in the center core, we've got our operating rooms. We've got our pre and post is the green area in the front that really allows patients to flow as you enter the center. You'll be able to be brought in, prepped for surgery, taken very conveniently for surgery into the what I'll describe, I guess, as a sort of a bluish, which is the operating rooms in the center. And then you can return for your post-anesthesia care. But importantly for us, and this was a very crucial design element for us because it does save a little bit of space, quite frankly, was the creation of our central sterile processing directly behind the operating room. So that, again, is most efficient through the rear of the operating room. Instrumentation can come and go. Patients can enter through the front of the operating room, and I think it allows for a very nice support circulation for the area. And again, this is what our inpatient medical surgical floor would look like. And you can see in the center blue area, you can see a number of what we refer to as caregiver. Used to be when I was a nurse, they were nursing stations, but now they're caregiver support stations. And that really gives you the opportunity to have direct visualization into all the patient rooms, nice circulation around those patient rooms. You see little indents where the nursing team can provide for documentation right at the side of the patient room when necessary. And then again, for our particular project, this would be the fourth floor. The third floor shell, when we would relocate our obstetrical program out, it'll be a similar design, except where you see the back sort of to your left, where those the elevators are. That's really where we would connect to the on the second floor to the operating rooms with that dedicated elevator system. So again, I think that one of the challenges that we have in healthcare design is really trying to accommodate all of the code regulations that are necessary for, I think, a good, safe patient environment. And I think to do that in a vertical vertical building as we've projected really does, I think, add that service and that ability for us. And I'll turn it back over to Rob, and he's going to summarize for us.
I'd like to get back to the site plan page, which I think was second or third. Yeah, one more back. Thank you. I think I heard when I first walked in some discussion about the traditional approach towards the variance criteria and the burden on the applicant to meet the criteria for a variance. And it starts with the uniqueness of the property. All of the presenters here this evening have touched on the uniqueness of the property, and it's the fact that you start out with an institutional zone, one of the main uses of which contemplates a hospital. And I think if you've gelled all of what's been stated here tonight together, you see that just a hospital that meets the near and short-term future needs, which the BB has done studies to determine that we need about 130,000 square feet. And if you're going to have a surgical facility that meets the specific design of this hospital, of this center is for these surgeries that are better served out of the city of Lewis in many instances. So the location is right, the zoning is right, the hospital is an allowed use, and yet to build one of the size that's necessary to meet the growth, about 130,000 square feet, and to meet the structural requirements of a hospital, you have to go up. And how far up is the question. Can you make it less? Well, if you try to make it less for what they are planning, which is four floors, which I think you'll see are really sort of the minimum required to have this OB floor for women's health, the surgical center, that's the whole point of it, and the inpatient rooms that have to be there to have people coming in and out of these two surgical needs. It's not over-designed, it's not overreaching, and yet when you put all the parameters of the floor-to-floor ratios to accommodate all the structural and surgical, you know, equipment and code requirements, you're there. You're at that distance, and you'll see with the design of the building, there's no, you know, there's no fluff on any floor. There's not some architectural nice provision that just, you know, makes it look nicer. It's all functional and it's all required. And we do have some constraints on the property, and part of that is the accommodation of this new Del Dot Road. I mean, that pushes this into the center. You've got to have sufficient parking to meet the needs. You've got to have these flow-throughs, which are very important for ambulances and people to get quickly to the locations where they need to get. So there's an awful lot of design function. And I think anybody would say, if you don't plan for, you know, a little area for expansion at some point in the future, you're very short-sighted. I mean, you have to have, I mean, look at Del Dot. It's, you know, looking back 20 years and saying, golly, if we had just condemned a few more of these properties around these obvious locations, you know, we'd all be better off now than trying to buy them at millions and millions of dollars more. So it's good planning all the way around. So I think there is a uniqueness aspect when you view the allowed, proposed, intended use, not in an overbuilt capacity on that piece of property. I think you meet those uniqueness requirements. Cannot otherwise be developed. Again, from the same standpoint, I'm sure there's things that you could do in the institutional zone and develop that property. It's not a situation where it's a triangular piece of property and you can't fit something on it, in the law school analogy. But to provide these services on that property, and as I said, to build a hospital that meets these needs and meets all these functional and code and surgical requirements, if this board said, well, you know, we're gonna allow you 5 feet, but that means you can only either build three floors or spread out all over the property because the footprint would be two or three times larger, then BB would say, well, we can't do that. You know, we can't serve the people with safety and with modern design and do it that way. So if you're saying you got a zone that's designed for a hospital, but you can't build one, it can't otherwise be developed, at least not in a manner that would be acceptable today from a safety and hospital standard. Not created by the applicant. These healthcare and building codes that Rick just went over, those are not things that we make up. You know, we can't stretch things one way or the other. If they require for air flow and window in every room and spaces proximity to from operating areas to patient holding areas and to sanitation and sterilization requirements, those are not matters that the hospital chooses. They're factors that we've got to live within. So we're not for creating, you know, the design features. And if you saw the height of the various different hospitals in the area, you know, we're not out there building something that's out of the ordinary or different. And, you know, frankly, BB is committed to this area of Sussex County and is the one that needs to compete with other hospitals. And if the board says, well, you'll have to stay within three stories, then we can't compete with the other hospitals in the area that are frankly, 4 out of 5 are higher than what we're asking for this evening. We don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I will say that, you know, BB goes out of its way. I've represented BB for 20 years now, and they always go to the neighbors to bounce off, ideas and consider from the neighbors, factors that they may not have thought of. And here you've heard from Mike Ryman about the shots that they took out there with existing trees and planned additional landscapes to, you know, create the invisibility to the extent necessary by placing this hospital right in the center of the property and using landscaping as a shield and using the center location with everything around it to meet the access and accessibility requirements and keeping the property as far away from their neighboring residences as possible. And it is a very mixed use. We already have 2 BB hospital facilities right next door, so that's part of the character of the neighborhood to begin with. There are a lot of commercial very, very close by, and it's a very mixed use, and this is fits right into the middle of it. So I said BB Healthcare has studied the growing needs of the target population and considering the building height and hospital building design requirements. It's the applicant's belief that the 35-foot height variance is the minimum variance that would afford relief. A variance any less in height would result in a loss of a floor of the building or negatively impact design criteria or result in a failure to meet the healthcare and code requirements that have been presented this evening. So I would encourage the board to favorably look upon this application. A lot of time and energy has gone into this design, and I think we've put forward enough information, but certainly if anybody has any questions, we have the three of us, and we also have other people here from BB who are here anticipating that they may be able to answer questions that the three of us may not. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Other questions from members of the board?
I have none.
I have one question. Is the that the only way in? Is that roundabout? Or is there another one down farther?
Yeah, so actually there's two ways to get in. The roundabout is one, and then we're going to build this road and connect it all the way over to what is called Lexus Drive.
Okay.
And then eventually, as part of the Route 24 project that is due to start very soon, there will eventually be a signal here.
Okay.
So there's two ways to get in. That was important.
I think it's a good thing.
I do too.
Good job.
Yep.
Mr. Sharp.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case 12,241. The uniqueness of the property is it doesn't currently allow for the height of the surgical center, but another uniqueness is its geography in relationship to Route 1 and 24. Which will give easy access to the surgical hospital. Hold on just a second. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It cannot otherwise be developed because of the height code due to healthcare, surgical, and building codes, which require taller floors, which drive the height of the building taller. And it wasn't created by the applicant. The medical need is driving the need for this building, and the geography located by the outpatient center and the tunnel cancer center is ideal for this surgical center. So, and it definitely, once again, it due to its location by the other two centers, it will not alter the neighborhood, and it's a minimal variance request to allow BB to build this building and further serve our community.
I second that motion.
Motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway?
Aye, again for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too, for the reasons stated, so by a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.